What's up, everybody? Welcome to Improv is Dead. I'm one of your hosts, Tim Lyons. Here with me, Damian Anaya, and welcome back to the pod.
Wow.
He's been a guest for a long time. It's good to have him back. Dan White, everybody.
Dan White.
I am so happy to be back. This is so fun.
This is so great. We're in person again.
Yes.
Damian's in town.
Hey, can I just say, great episodes while I've been out.
Thank you.
Both you guys and Matthew's sound design has been killing it.
Matthew's
but yeah, I honestly... I think I should take sabbaticals more often because I kind of root against the shows being good. I kind of always tune in hoping they're going to suck, and then they keep being great. So I'm like, I need to
we'll stop. We'll schedule you for some guest.
You know what? Once every 2 months now, probably seems like it's in the best interest of the listeners.
No. Well, I think it's nice to have. I mean, I think my favorite episodes are playing with you guys because we're best friends and we play together often. And we're very good together, but it is fun to you forget because we brought Damian on and we've been doing these shows together, but it is fun to have guests on who with a varying
energies
and just like they take things places that we typically wouldn't go sometimes, and it just kind of like broadens your improv horizons a little bit.
I love it,
which is nice.
Yeah. I love it. It's been great.
Dan, how you been?
Dude, living the dream.
Update us on your life.
I got another kid. Yeah. I don't think I had a kid in the last one, did I? Or when?
No, you've been on since November.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, you got another kid. That's quick. That's quick.
Yeah. I have three.
One other.
No, I did not too much to update. I don't have much of a life. So.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Well, good to have you back.
Yeah. It's good to be back.
We have a scene prompt or a show prompt from, I believe it's Evan Fleischman. Let me double check and I'll fix this in post.
I love this prompt.
Evan Fleischman.
Let's see. Where is this at? No, it's not from Evan Fleischman at all. We have a scene prompt from Puyo in the Discord.
Puyo.
Improv pervert Puyo asks us attempts at picking up that didn't work. Which I think means you're trying to pick up somebody that you're interested in, and it just didn't go your way. Damian, you were kind of excited.
There's a moment in high school when I'd never really asked anybody out on a date, and there was this girl I worked with.
Was it Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's.
Nice.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they got the best.
Jersey Mike's, and I had heard that she liked me, and I liked her, and like, you know, but we were like awkward
the
teenagers. The deli goss. Oh yeah, a little ton of deli goss, baby. but you know, and so I was like, oh, maybe I should ask her out on a date or something. And so I called her from Jersey Mike's because I had been talked up by my buddies, you know, and they're like, call her, man, like ask her to a movie
from her place of work.
I did. Well, I was like, I was working at Jersey Mike's and I called her at her house. You know, cell phones, were not yet.
You were on
existence.
A landline. Yeah.
But we, I called her and I asked her if she wanted to go to a movie. And she said, yeah, totally. And so I was like, okay, cool. We're going on a date. And so so I show up to her house, and I'm like super awkward going in there, you know, because I'm super nervous. And I make this joke about being drunk when because I like stumbled going in, and she was like she like made fun of me for it in like a jokey way. And I was like, yeah, I'm super drunk right now. And her dad overhears me because he's in the living room. And he's like, yeah, that's really funny. Joking about being drunk. At the time, I thought he was also kind of joking around. I was like, yeah, super funny. Only like years later, I go, I think he was actually trying to like,
God.
Yeah.
I'm on your side. That's
well, yeah.
That's a good save.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also when you're a teenager, you're like, From his perspective, he's probably like, is he being serious?
Yeah, you're about to drive,
right,
you're
like,
about to drive my daughter to the movies.
Also, keep in mind, this girl's white. I'm like the most Mexican looking dude wearing a Sublime t-shirt. Mm-hmm. You know,
you're right, actually. Not as a white father, yeah. I actually agree.
But there's like this tension.
Yeah, what were you doing?
How dare you? But I was like, dude, this guy, and even from that perspective, I was like, this guy is probably so terrified that I'm taking his
wearing a Sublime
shirt. Yes, his white Christian daughter on a date. But I go into the house and I'm like sitting there, and she seems kind of nervous too. And you know, we're like getting ready to go, and then she's like, I'm gonna go talk to my mom really quick, and they disappear in the garage for like 5 or 10 minutes or something. And they're like hanging out with her dad watching TV or something, and then they come back, and it's really awkward. We go to the movie anyway, end of the night. I drop her off, and she's like, I thought other people were going to go to the movie. I thought it was like a group thing. I didn't know it was a date. That's what she was talking to her mom about in the garage. Because she was probably like, I didn't know that, you know, and now I'm like so embarrassed, dude. Oh, it was like the most humiliating thing in the world. And I was like, oh.
Oh, man. That's pretty rough.
So that's, that's the roughest.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damien, I'm sorry.
So did your friends kind of screw you over? Like,
she did like me. Okay. Like, there was, but I don't know I have no idea what the, what she was thinking, you know?
Right, yeah.
But I think she just was caught off guard that she didn't know it was a date.
Sure.
Basically.
Yeah, okay,
ooh.
That's fair.
And I was like, ooh. I was like, what could I have done? Should I have said, hey, do you want to go out on a date with just me?
My heart aches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew, you might have to just delete.
Yeah.
Please.
Delete that story.
That is hard, man.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry, buddy.
No, it's fine because it. I think it taught me how to... I think it was important to have that like embarrassing moment at that age to be like, okay, it couldn't be any worse than this.
That's
like,
true.
You know what I mean?
Did you
so like
that?
Every
did
time
you, was that
yeah
like a thing
and
like...
after that I was kind of like just like, dude, you know, I mean, it took me a while, but I was like, after that I'm just gonna be like, hey, I like you, do you want to go
has that worked out
date?
For you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
nice.
I've never been able
to just be up front,
just pull the trigger
and
be like,
hey,
let's go on a
like,
date.
You know,
I rarely do that. But I have to be so sure to,
I know.
To actually pull any. I have to be so sure. I can't take the rejection.
But I, think
I have to be so fucking sure.
Well, but it quickens the thing. It like quickens like you're like, okay, I'm going to find out immediately if this person's interested or not.
For
and
sure.
Now I can like at least have closure in the beginning or just be like, this person knows my intentions.
Yeah.
And there's some like confidence in that where you're like, they know that I want to go out with them,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so,
wow,
yeah. So that's how I sort of took it. I mean, there's definitely times where you're like, ooh, I'm too, like, I like this person too much, so I can't, like, you know, show all my cards or anything. But I think asking someone on a date is
that's
like...
That's good. That's healthy.
Yeah,
you're in a healthy,
absolutely.
You're in a healthy place
and
with it.
And even, like, the best way I've done it is just to be like, hey, I don't really know you that much. I'd love to get to know you. Do you want to hang out sometime? And not even saying it's a date, but, like... Being like legit sincere that
so
like,
still
oh,
tricking
I'd love to
him.
Get to know you.
Still tricking him into a date.
I trick him into a date.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah,
so,
so what you took from that misunderstanding was to be more vague in your
more,
intentions.
More
a little
vague
more
so
vague.
That,
yeah.
So that I'm at least protected in the fact that.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart. Ugh. Dan, what about you? Anything come to mind?
I don't think I've had a ton of
swing and a miss.
Super acute rejections as much as I've had like long term like general like maybe
yeah like
kind of
like yeah
but I because I have never gotten to the point where I've never been good at the like we should go out sometime or whatever I had a couple buddies, one specifically in high school that I remember was like so good with girls. And I just was like, how do you do it? And I would, I guess this is not so much a rejection, but it is a funny kind of like physical rejection story. I was like, kind of like loosely dating this girl in high school. And I hadn't had a ton of experience, with dating and any or kissing or anything like that. And we like went on a date and then, when we got back to her place, I like walked her up to her front door, and it was I like leaned in for a kiss, and totally she was 100% in the right. I did the thing where I like leaned in, but I had never really kissed too much before. And my mouth was like, I like opened my mouth and she just put her hand over my mouth, pushed me away and went, no, 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 no. But we did. She was like, which I will say, this is like to this day, I'm like, what a sweet person. Oh, 'cause yeah. She was like, here's how you do it. And then like, you know, in the moment, I'm sure I like desexualized me forever. But was like, you know what, but I'll help you out. And so we did like kiss.
Oh, okay.
But she was like,
did
I'm going to
guide
help
you through, like she'd give you a tutorial.
She was
on
like,
how to
start. Yeah. Like mouth closed, you know, and she was also like, also, I do think it's like women, especially in high school and stuff. Like you get attention earlier. You tend to grow up. Guys are like, you know.
Yeah.
So she was like, here's how you do it. And so it was like, we never went on another date, which I'm like, fucking so nice of her to be like, listen, buddy,
look,
I'm doing
this.
I'm passing
girl,
this forward to the next
yeah,
woman.
Yeah, for girls
like,
actually interested
together.
In you, this is what you're going to do.
This is what you're
going
to do.
Exactly, yeah. She was like, so that was really cool. But I remember that moment being like, ooh, that is like, you doesn't get more physical of a rejection than like, ooh, no, no, no. And I saw in her eyes, she's like, I'm so sorry, buddy. Yeah. Like, you're so far behind.
Yeah.
And then I guess like there was one time this was actually even before that. I think there was a girl in high school I went on a date with and I kind of liked her. And I remember I must have worked the courage up to ask. We went out to the movies and I remember I was like a sophomore, maybe I didn't have my license yet. And so my parents had, and I remember sitting outside the movie afterwards, like waiting for my parents to pick us up and kind of like having an awkward conversation and then like sneakily holding hands in the back. I fucking hated every second of it. And I was like, you know, but it was nice. Like it was as nice as I was capable of at the time. And then like a week later, this guy who's actually my buddy and really funny dude, he was like 2 years older than me. He's like almost comically stereotypical. He had like a Firebird car.
Oh yeah.
And I remember sitting like out like after school waiting for like my mom to pick me up or something. I don't know why my mom, so I was waiting on somebody to do something and I just saw her get in the car with him and them drive off. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, I wasn't even upset. I just, like, in my brain, I was like, of course.
Yeah.
Like, why would she want to, like, hold hands with me in the back of my minivan while my parents drive?
And then there's this guy with a Thunderbird.
Yeah, who's also, like, 2 years older than me. And, like, his physical stature at 17 versus mine at 14 or 15. I was like,
you can't blame.
Yeah.
And that would have been worse if she had pitied you and was like, I'll stay with you, I guess. I'll make you, you know.
So,
That
was weird because I truly specifically remember not being upset, which, that's, like, I thought it would have, like, and when I look back, I'm like, I was a very sensitive person. I think that would have destroyed me. But I look back and I was just like, oh, I get it.
Looking at it. Yeah. Going like,
yeah. Because it's crazy because I think that happens in high school, like, right? And then like, right when you're a senior, you get your swagger back, and then you go into college, and then it's even fucking worse.
Right.
Because the guys are like, we have beer, we have parties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, the clock restarts. Tim?
Yeah, I had some rough, in fourth grade, there was a girl, her name was Jenna Lorenz, I think, and I think I can use the full name because she's married now and doesn't have that name anymore. But she went out with me on a dare.
I only found
out it was a dare, although I did get the last laugh because I found out it was a dare and then I broke it off. I was like, no, we can't.
Was it like a movie, like in the movies where it's like, you know, what is it, the 10 things I hate about you?
No, it was like
if you can make Tim prom king. As a fourth grader.
As a fourth grader.
Like, take your glasses off. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Swing.
Oh, man. Yeah, that one hurt a lot because I really liked her.
Yeah.
She was so pretty. But there was one I used to
don't remember much about her personality.
Remember much about her personality.
How she looked.
There was one I do remember back. I used to go to this camp. It was called Camp Manitoba. It was a Christian camp. This guy, there's a lot of important information I have to tell you in order to get to this point, but I would have been indoctrinated into it, I think, because there was a lot of like singing like Jesus songs and whatnot, and I was like I kind of like these. And she would sing them, and this guy Mike Newman was kind of like this bad boy, and he was like, while they were singing one time, he's like, let's get the hell out of here. And I was like, what? He's like, come on, let's like go like hang out. There's like two girls that I wanted to hang out with. And I was like, oh, okay. Cause I would like make him laugh. Yeah. Like that was, I was like his little lackey. And so he, he met up with this girl. There was like this bridge area over like, not over like a, it was over like a tiny creek. And he, him and this girl were like making out there. And I was kind of just like, kind of talking to this other girl. We were just like, had to be there. We were just our friends, our hot friends, lackeys. And we ended up kind of starting to like hang out and like, you know, talk and whatnot. And then, but it was like young, like you weren't like really doing anything too bad. I think the most we ever did was like kiss. But there was this other guy who I was friends with there, and he really, really liked her, like the girl that I was hanging out with. And he would tell me, he'd be like, oh man, dude, if I was dating her, like I would like kiss her and all this stuff. I was like, yeah, cool, dude. And me being kind of, I mean, I was like, I told her that, like kind of thinking like, I was just like, can you believe this guy? Like, this kind of sucks. And then I get a call from that other girl, and she was like, hey, Shannon doesn't really want to like hang out with you anymore or anything like that. Like, I think it's, and I was like, oh, really? Why? And like, I didn't really get a reason. And then like the next week she was with that other guy. She was with that other guy. And I was like, damn. Okay, cool. Damn,
you played matchmaker from the inside.
I know. I fucked myself over by saying all the sweet things that he would do for her.
So funny you bring up the Christian thing. So the same girl.
Yeah.
We sort of like kept up like through college and stuff. And I was like, still kind of like liked her.
Yeah.
And she did a thing where she did like you remember like that youth Christian, like I don't know if it was just a Southern thing, but it was like Christian, young Christian fellowship something.
Okay.
Where you like mentor younger people with Christianity.
Yeah.
With Christianity. And so she was doing that, and I was like, okay, man, maybe I'll like try to find a thing to do. Keep in mind, I didn't believe in God at all. I don't think I've ever have. But I joined this group in college called, it was called Alive.
Sure.
And okay, it's like this young Christian
sounds
organization.
Exactly right. Yeah.
But I had no idea what I was talking about. And so like they kind of like, they're, these are your fellow like peers, like college students.
Yeah.
And they're like interviewing you before they like, you know, put you in, to, you know, and they're like asking you questions like, you know, what your faith is and all that stuff. And they're like, and what's your, do you have any favorite like books? And I was like, I forget what book I said, but it was like a normal book. I was like, oh, yeah, I just read The Watchmen. That was great or something. But then
the graphic novel?
And then later I realized they meant like books in the Bible.
Yeah.
Like they're like, what's your favorite? Like Genesis.
It is funny,
or like,
not to interrupt your story, but it is funny that in your brain you went, I just read like a normal book and it listed not a book.
Yeah.
A graphic novel.
A graphic novel.
It's a novel, Dan, all right?
It reads just as good as a
book. I was like, oh yeah, it's like they're absolutely not gonna.
That is so funny. Favorite book in the Bible? So, I like Frank Miller.
Yeah, Frank Miller is great. Have you guys read him?
Oh, that's great.
Well, I feel like we got a lot of stuff here.
That was a really fertile suggestion. We could honestly make a new podcast, I think.
Just out of how many. I mean, I got a lot more to go. It brings
up
a lot of,
on and on.
A lot of sad memories. Yeah.
I have a scene suggestion, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can I just get a scene where Damien is calling Tim to ask your character out from your place of work? So you're calling just like in your story from Jersey Mike's or whatever.
Way, man. I can't, man.
Just call her.
Dude, I can't, man.
Why not? Dude, you just gotta be confident. Here, I'll be...
Dude, but... I've never asked anybody out on a date before.
You just gotta be... Just don't overthink
okay,
it.
Okay,
just call
okay,
her and
okay.
get it out before... Because
okay.
we're gonna get hit with the lunch rush
I know,
five minutes.
I know, okay. All right. Cool. All right, here we go. Fuck, it's ringing.
That's good.
Shit.
Hello?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
But what?
I can't do it, man. I just...
You're still... You
am I still on?
Hello?
Sorry,
yeah. Hello? Hey, Jessica?
Hey, who is this?
It's Tony.
Oh, hey.
Sorry, man. I'm so sorry.
He tells me. Yeah.
I said it was.
He said it was me.
Hey, Johnny. Yeah,
hey,
are
what's
sick?
Huh?
Are you sick?
Yeah, I have COVID.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's just a mild case.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
What are you doing?
I'm just getting. We're packing up. We're actually going on vacation next week, so. Kind of getting things packed up.
Oh, okay,
house.
Cool.
So
what, when
it's like a long summer vacation.
Excuse me, can I have a turkey tom?
Are you calling
one
me from
second.
Work right now?
Sorry?
Do I need to come in? What's going on?
No, I'm
sorry. I'm on my lunch break. I need to go. Can I have a turkey, Tom?
Yeah, hang on one second. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm at a. Sorry. I'm going to take this really quick.
You got to take that, dude. I'm on my break, too. I can't. I'm not working. I'm on my fucking lunch break.
Why are you up here, then? Huh? Why are you up here?
Because I was just checking to see if the sun's still out.
All right. Hang on one second. Sorry, what? Jessica. I got to.
Okay.
Yeah. Hang on. Turkey, Tom?
Yes. Can I get a turkey, Tom, please?
Yeah. This is Jersey Mike's, by the way.
Hmm?
This is Jersey Mike's,
oh,
by the way. Do you want a number seven? You want a number seven? Did
yeah.
You come to
whatever,
the wrong place?
Whatever's the closest. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. I just put it. Yeah. I didn't even look. Sorry.
Okay. Hang on.
Whatever's closest.
Yeah.
Can you put the phone down? The phones are covered in germs. And you're just.
Hang on one second. I'm going to lean it against my. Yeah. Okay.
The cord is getting all in like the lettuce.
It's fine. It's been clean. We clean it all the time. Okay. So it's fine.
Also, did I hear you say you had COVID?
Yeah, I do, but it's a mild case, so it's not gonna. It's not gonna get on your food or anything. So, hey, are you still there, Jessica?
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
What's
hey. So I was just wondering.
Fuck.
I just cut my fucking finger on the slicer.
Oh my gosh.
Shit. No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm just gonna I don't know what you're doing before you leave.
I'm free all week.
Friday. Free all week? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to maybe like
can
go
you put gloves
see...
on if you're
huh?
Can you just put some gloves on
it's
at least?
Fine. It's I don't have anything, so I don't have like a disease like a blood disease or anything, so it's fine. But yeah, if you're not doing anything, maybe we can go see, or if you want to go see the new Dune or something.
What is
Dune?
Dune?
Yeah, Dune.
Hey, sorry, can I cut? Can I just get a cookie? Can I just get a?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah,
oh,
just grab it.
Oh, with Timothée Chalamet?
Timothy Chalamet, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, I'm such an idiot.
No, you're not. Timothy. You're not an idiot, yeah. Just take it. Take the cookie.
Are you going to ring me up?
No, just take it.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Not going to lie, I really fucking needed that this week.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks,
yeah,
dude.
No problem.
I got my dog in the back of the car now. It's our last day together.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, I was just in here before him, and I paid for a cookie. I just paid for a cookie. I just watched him get a cookie.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Free. Also, I asked for it Mike's way. What the fuck is this?
Sorry.
This ain't Mike's way.
I'll make you a new one.
This ain't Mike's way.
I'll make a new one. Take a cookie.
I already had a cookie.
Here's
I don't
a coupon
up on
for
cookies.
A new cookie when the next time you come in.
You guys got a new cookie coming out?
No, it's the same cookie, but for you, it'll be new.
Oh, okay.
Another cookie.
Got it. All right.
Sorry, Jessica, are you still there?
Yeah, he's got fleas, so we're putting him down.
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're putting your dog down for fleas?
Well, I'm not doing it. I found a guy on Craigslist.
It's actually my sister's graduation party tomorrow, so...
I thought you were free all week.
Except for the graduation party. If you want to come by the graduation party, though, you can stop by.
Technically, he doesn't do it professionally. Yeah. He owns a private plane, and I pay him to take Brutus up, and then he's just going to kind of kick him off at, an high altitude, 10,000.
Yeah. What do you?
I took him on a flight one time, and he seemed to really love it, so I want him to go out.
Yeah, sorry, you can take a Coke. You got to pay for the Cokes, though.
You can't.
You're filling up your backpack with a bunch of
Cokes.
Man.
Well, this guy lives two and a half hours away, so I'm about to hit the road for a while.
Yeah, well, you got to pay for those, so right. I can't. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be there totally. Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
yeah
I'll.
Come by.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. I'll see you then.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Cool. Yeah. Dude. I'm going to her house tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. Dude. That's great, man.
Thanks, yeah.
That's great. Sorry, I'm still on my smoke break, though. Oh,
yeah, yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, no, I'll come up front, though.
Yeah, yeah. There's a guy trying to take some Cokes here.
Hmm?
There's a guy trying to take a bunch of Cokes.
Hey. Hey. Oh, shit. I'm still on my break, dude. I can't do that.
Do you get your sandwich Mike's Way? Did they do a Mike's Way for you?
What is Mike's Way?
It's oil.
Hey guys, we're closing in like 5 minutes.
What? It's 11:35.
I know. Yeah, but there was a terrorist attack. We just got a terrorist attack.
Where?
Somewhere.
Not the one in London. I just got a push.
The one in London.
That has nothing to do with us.
Yeah. So we're closing down.
We're in Portland.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. I know. But we're gonna close down for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So here you go. And you know what? Just take the sandwich.
Thanks. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Congrats on that date, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, yeah.
You should confirm, though. It sounded like she...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of implied that there'd be a ton of people there.
Well, it's her sister's graduate. It seems pretty intimate to me. Oh, okay. So, yeah.
All right.
It's like,
yeah,
it's
like
a family thing.
I'm pulling for you.
So I'm going to...
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you going to wear?
To what?
To Doom.
I'd probably just...
You should wear the blue shirt that you have, one that you wore to...
No, fuck that. Take your grandma's oxygen tank and make him think you're a huge Dune fan.
I was thinking that, too. I was thinking that could
you
be really
cosplay.
Fun.
Cosplay.
Jessica.
Yeah. Swing for the fence, Jessica.
I don't want him to think that I'm a poser. Like, when he asked what Dune was, I was like, what is Dune? I didn't even know. And then I said, Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, fuck.
Like,
my sister has some bright blue... eye contacts.
Okay, yeah, I'll try that.
Put those contacts on. We should spray paint your grandma's oxygen tank.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a bald cap too.
Who am I going as?
No, I love that idea. Mix up the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You show us everyone from Dune.
Everybody a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, we have a bald cap from the from the play that we did, the school play that I was in.
Yeah, okay.
Oh shit. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. We could have Doug do some. We could have Dougie who did the makeup for your play, give you like a prosthetic, like double chins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, if you guys think that he'll be into that, then
yeah.
I'll try.
You know what? We should rub some kitty litter on your butthole.
Oh my god, yeah.
You could go as the worm, the bad guy.
Yeah, all of the so that he thinks that you're super into all the salt.
What is the kitty litter in my butthole for?
Just like the sandworm.
Yeah, the sandworm.
Just
so at some point in the date I'm gonna bend over and be like, hey, check this out. It's a first date.
I mean, I don't know.
You don't have
know.
To show him.
Yeah.
Deborah, you sound like you're trying
to
embarrass
him.
The
sandworm
no,
on the first date.
You.
Okay, so I'm going to go on this date, and I'm going to be all these characters, and then in my head, I'm going to also be thinking, and I also have the sandworm in my asshole.
mean,
just for me?
You can tell him that.
Yeah,
if you
it's just for
to
me.
You,
but he'll know. You'll have the energy. You could tell him and let his mind run wild a little bit.
Okay, I guess.
Okay.
Sounds fun.
Oh, and you can borrow these shoes, too.
I don't want your shoes.
Come on.
No, I don't want to borrow your shitty shoes. Your bowling shoes?
Yes.
No, you're trying to pawn them off.
Take them.
I don't want them. Nobody wants these shows.
He's gonna love them. I think he likes bowling.
No, they're slippery to wear around, not on a bowling. I'm not going to wear
them. Fine, I'll keep them.
Good.
Ugh.
I don't know why you set the precedent that you have to give these shoes away before you wear new shoes.
I have to. Before the year's over, I got to get rid of these shoes.
What is that church even telling you? You have to give away your shoes?
Yes.
That's not something Jesus did, I don't think.
Well, it is something he did. I know. But
some like antibacterial
but you guys don't understand. It's we're doing things that Jesus would do in present day. So if Jesus had shoes, he would give them away.
I guess the modern day equivalent of a carpenter in Jerusalem.
Well, because it's
someone who works at the concession stand at the bowling.
Because it's too time consuming to wash people's feet all the time. You could save so much time by giving someone shoes.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's what the teachings.
I guess, like, yeah, so Jesus of Nazareth, it would be. Bruce from 17.
Exactly, because you don't know where you don't know who Jesus could be.
Honestly, I don't agree with all the teachings, but I'm so glad you found something, Rachel.
Yeah, and really great. Are you guys? Have you guys thought about coming to the camp?
Are you doing the kitty litter right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
I feel like I'm going
to
do it first.
There's like a fresh bag right next to the litter box.
Yeah. Why are you?
Why would I?
Because my cat, it's like got tons of.
This stuff is more authentic.
Why haven't you cleaned that out? Why haven't you cleaned that out? You put them down last week.
Well, they never recovered the bodies. Just in case he wanders back.
In case he comes back, he's going to come back to a dirty kitty, a dirty litter box. You hope he comes back to a dirty litter box?
Hope. Why would.
We know where they threw him out. And I did I had Mr. Farkas do the like physics, do the like where he probably ended up, and we have not been able to recover the bodies.
All right, so if you take a look at this board right here, and you asked me, you said that you saw him over here, right on Farkas Street, where I live. That's what I call my street. That's my house on Farkas Street.
Farkas.
Right
on Delmore.
No, it's Farkas Street. That's my house is on Farkas Street. That's where
confusing.
I live. Okay, fine. Last time you saw him was on Elm Avenue.
Farkas, this is confusing because you live on Delmore and it intersects Farkas Street.
Yeah.
So when you're for your
no, it is confusing. I know. I understand it's that my last name is Farkas. I live on the same street as that. My last name is
trying,
but a block away you intersect the actual Farkas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's cooler if I tell people when I'm trying to get a date, I say, come over to my place. My last name's Farkas. I live on Farkas Street. I kind of own the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm an older gentleman and out here.
Your mom owns the place.
Huh?
Your mom owns the place.
What, my house?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we lived there. We're roommates.
Okay.
Yeah. Once you don't live in your parents' house anymore when you get older, you become roommates with them.
Oh.
All right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So the last time you saw the cat was on my street, Farkas Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said that it likes to head over, you said it stays in at least a 5-block radius, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my guess is that he is over in Yankee Ridge living it up with some of the cats over there who are freaking, you know, you hear the cats over there in that tree at night. You ever hear those? I mean, you don't live on Farkas Street.
I do, actually, but I've heard the cats.
Yeah, you can hear them out there. They're clawing at each other. It's
oh,
a, it's
yeah.
a cat
Sometimes
fuck fest over there.
It sounds like they're, like, laughing and having a good time.
They probably are. I mean, yeah. So I'm guessing that they're in that tree, and he's in that tree, and if you go there at night, he might be up in there.
Okay.
If you're really looking for him.
Why were you crying when we came in?
Oh, I mean, it's good to be a
yeah. When we walked in, you were clearly crying, and then you started laughing to try to cover it up.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with a possible mate on a dating app.
Ooh, you didn't use that word in front of them.
Unfortunately, I did.
You, we
had gotten really far in the process of possibly meeting up. And then I said, I'm really excited at the prospect of you being a future mate.
Mr. Farkas, have you ever taken your glasses off?
My glasses?
Yeah.
I can't really see without them.
But I don't know. Can you take them off for 1 second?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're so hideous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry.
Put them back on. Yeah. Jesus.
I've tried to get LASIK.
Your eyeballs immediately ran away from each other.
Yeah.
I've tried to get LASIK like six
so
times. It
small,
doesn't take.
Too. God,
I can't get LASIK. It doesn't take.
Your eyeball 7-10 split the second those glasses came off.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm actually one of the only guys who could do it at the bowling alley.
Keep the glasses
I could get a 7-10 split at the bowling
alley.
Oh, it
alley.
Helps?
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, so that's why I was crying for a hot second. But then you just got to laugh because, you know, it's a numbers game. It's a numbers game with these dating
That's what
apps.
You say about physics.
Exactly. It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That makes so much sense now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that explains because I was just thinking back on the midterm from last week where you said if Mr. Farkas swipes left 4,000 times and has a 0.02%.
Yep.
Match ratio.
How many matches?
And 5% of the matches respond to his initial text to them. How long until? And the answer was 36 years.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Pretty fucking sad.
And the other one where you said if Mr. Farkas works out 0.27% of the year, how long will it take to get a six pack?
Yeah, that one felt like you were just writing it in real time.
That wasn't supposed to. That one wasn't supposed to be on the test.
Yeah, that one felt like there was no.
It did seem like you were
accidentally
working through it.
I accidentally
like there was an actual answer.
It like you were working through it.
I accidentally scanned my gym journal.
It ended in an ellipse.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The thought just fell.
And
off.
You started to ask us what we thought the question would be.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm all about an open kind of classroom yeah. experience. So
and
I,
you started
I wanted
sweating,
to
and you were like, "What would the? What do you guys think the question is?
You know, you're really perceptive, Stephanie, for somebody yeah. who's getting a D plus in my class.
Damn.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Look, I'm trying to get a lower GPA so I don't have to go to the school my parents want me to go to.
Mm. Her dad wants her to be a lawyer at Harvard. Wants her to go to Harvard and
she
be
wants
a
me
lawyer.
To be a lawyer at Harvard.
She wants to be a lawyer at Harvard.
At Harvard.
At Harvard.
So that's why they wow. want me to get into Yale to go to law school.
That's tough.
In order to be a lawyer at Harvard. Because they are...
And all she wants to do is paint.
I know. Ugh, I wish I could just paint.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's... but sometimes you don't get to do what you want to do. When that's hard.
Fuck.
That's your advice, Mr. Farkas?
Sometimes you don't get to do what you
want
to do.
I'm 17 years old, and your advice is sometimes you don't get to do what
we
you want
to
do?
You thought you had nothing to lose.
No, my whole life is ahead of
no,
me.
I'm trying to help you find your...
I want to at this
you came
point.
To me to help you find your cat. I'm not here to give you life advice to tell you
yeah,
things are going to get better.
You misunderstood the assignment. My cat got thrown out of an airplane, and you're talking about... I came to you because we threw it out of an airplane, and I said it was near your house.
I thought you said it ran away, so I just did a ground sweep. Okay, well, that makes it more interesting.
Mr. Farkas, we could bury you right now, okay? Having us over at your house, okay?
No one's going to believe you. No one's going to believe that you two even came over to my house.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, give me a break. Look at me.
You're right.
God.
Are you live on Twitch right now?
Yeah. You came over. I was in the middle of streaming. There's only
what
one person
stream?
Watching me.
What do you stream?
What do you mean, what am I streaming? It's Mahjong.
What? What is it?
Mahjong.
Mahjong.
Yeah, it's like a poker game that I stream online.
Your fucking chat is exploding.
Yeah.
It's just three guys. They're just happy.
It's not stopped scrolling since we started.
Yeah.
They're getting the hype train going in there. Sorry.
That's all right. You can keep going if you need to.
No, they'll hang. They'll keep themselves. I mean, Mahjong, you're just kind of
sell you stuff.
Hmm?
It looks like they're all like just sending links to different.
Yeah, they try and sell me. They drop shipping. They try and get me to buy more followers and stuff like that too, which I have.
You have?
Yeah.
So how many
but none of those followers watch. I've got like 30,000 followers, and these are the only three guys who watch my stream.
Oh my God, Mr. Farkas.
But, yeah, well.
You need to live in the real fucking world, Mr. Farkas.
I do yeah. live in the real. I'm a teacher at the school. And I'm a damn good teacher, too.
What are you talking about?
I'm getting a D+.
She's specifically because she wants to tank her grades on purpose.
Well, I did. I wasn't, but once I got into your class, I was like, oh, yeah, this will help for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I am actually trying.
Okay, well, try yeah. a little harder.
Well, I am. I'm trying really hard.
Good.
All right, Mr. Farkas.
You guys want to...
Why are you wearing pajama pants at 1 p.m.?
Because it's a Friday. It had a half day today.
Yeah, everybody thought you were thought you had COVID at school.
No, well, all my pants are in the wash.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's so crazy.
Let's get out of here.
I don't know. I'm having fun. No, you're right. Let's leave.
Let's go.
So where are you guys going? Where are you taking her?
We're going to go see the new Dune Part 2.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm sorry, I don't usually dress like this, but I thought I would.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. That's why I asked. I was like, are you going to a costume party or something like that?
No, it's just the...
I'm going to be right back. I'm just going to go...
sure.
Yeah. I got to chat with my mom in the garage.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll be right back.
Got it.
Why does your face look like an asshole?
Oh, it's not an asshole. It's a sandworm from
sandworm.
So there's a sandworm.
Beetlejuice from Beetlejuice?
No, but it's kind of like that.
Okay.
It's
I fucking love Beetlejuice.
You do? Oh, yeah. Okay. Keaton? I don't think I've ever seen that. My
parents. Keaton? You like Keaton? They don't act like Keaton anymore. Keaton's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Multiplicity.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Spotlight.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that either. Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Dune. Who's in that?
Timothée Chalamet. Mm. Oscar Isaac. Okay. Zendaya.
Keaton?
No, not Keaton.
Ah, that's a shame.
No.
That's a shame.
Yeah, no, Keaton's not in it.
Keaton's got a lot of charisma.
Yeah. Do you know how long they're going to be in there? Because the movie starts in like...
Stop it. Don't tickle me, sweetheart. What got into you tonight? Stop tickling me. What has gotten into you?
I don't know what's gotten into me.
You are on one tonight. What is going on? What got you so worked up?
Nothing. We were the guy who came to, what was his name? Sean or whatever. We took our daughter to see Dune. We were talking Keaton. We were talking about...
Oh, that's what it was? Was it the butthole? It was Keaton?
Oh, yeah. We were talking Keaton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I love talking...
Has anyone seen my oxygen tank?
Have you seen
it? You know where my mom's oxygen tank is?
I haven't seen it. No, I don't know where it is.
What?
I haven't seen it.
Mom, what the hell? Where's the last place you saw it?
Where'd you put it?
The last place I had it, it was in the closet, and I went to get it out.
Why are you wearing those contacts?
I'm going to see Dune.
You're going to see Dune too? What is this movie?
Everyone's Part going two, to see this
and I
movie.
I need my oxygen tank so that I can go in costume.
Okay.
Yeah. God damn it. You gotta stop losing your fucking oxygen tank.
Hey, relax.
No, I'm sorry, but I feel like I spend half an hour a day looking for this fucking oxygen tank. Put a fucking bell on it or something, Mom.
I put it in the closet, okay?
Did you?
Yes. I think so.
It should really not leave your side, Ma. It should really not leave your side because you need it.
Don't
a lot.
Call me Ma.
Okay.
It's You're not my
years,
son.
Hey, just give it up.
Yeah.
It has been 40 years. I should be. You
Call
should be
me
happy.
Stella.
That,
okay.
Okay, Stella, you should really keep it by you at all times.
God damn
it.
I'm
going to leave his ass.
All right.
Huh? Let me check the AirPod. I put the AirPod on the fucking thing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I swear to God, Mom, you lose your dumb fucking head if it wasn't
the
test
eat
your
my
body.
Ass. Oh,
God.
Eat my ass.
Huh?
Eat my ass.
Yeah, all right. You can't even fucking
yeah, look,
it.
Look. Yeah, that's this thing's
you know
gonna eat, this thing's gonna swallow you up and bring you into the
Jesus
sand.
Christ. What? It's gonna bring me into the sand?
Yeah.
I go watch TV in the guest room.
No. What the hell? What the your oxygen tank's at AMC 12 Valley View?
What?
When was the last time you went to the Valley View AMC?
I don't know. It's been years. I saw Beetlejuice there.
he's supposed to be here. I don't know where he is. Is there tickets under Jessica or for Sean?
Yeah.
Ticket for Jessica
Let
or
me
Sean?
See here. Yeah. Do you need handicapped seats?
No. This is I'm cosplaying. I'm the many characters of Dune.
Okay. that looks like an over-the-mouth oxygen mask, which I don't understand. I mean, maybe if it was like Tenet, I could see why you would have that, but I don't understand.
I don't really know anything about the movie. I'm trying to impress my date.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me. Can I buy some tickets? I don't know what's going on here, but can
I'm just
I buy
trying
some
to.
Tickets?
I'm just trying to find out if there's a ticket for me.
Yeah. But just so I'm clear, yeah. You saw a woman with an oxygen mask having confusion with the ticket. They had the tickets, and you thought you would cut in line because it was taking too long?
Yeah, because my movie's about to start.
All right, sure. What do you need?
Yeah. Can I get two for Spotlight?
Spotlight.
Isn't it? I thought, it's an IMAX, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a special 7th anniversary. of Spotlight.
Cool. Yeah.
It's not in IMAX. It's in normal. It's going to be normal, but we project it on. It's just going to be a smaller version, and it's going to look like a picture in picture on the IMAX. So Dune 2 is technically, we have to legally show Dune 2 in IMAX. We have an agreement with Warner Brothers. We have to show Dune 2 on our IMAX screen, but because we have the original print of Spotlight in the normal frame ratio, it's going to be a picture in picture. So you will be able to watch Spotlight picture in picture in Dune 2.
So do I need the glasses? Do I need the 3D glasses or not?
Spotlight will be in 3D.
It will?
Yes. Okay. Dune 2.
So it is going to be in 3D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No audio. The audio will be...
There's no audio.
But it's a 7th anniversary cut.
I know.
Spotlight.
That's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'll take 2 tickets for that, please.
So you can see more of the priest going down.
Yeah. That's exactly what I want to see.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Let me just...
Hey, David, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah. So great job on the picture in picture thing with the spotlight.
I got to be honest, Chris. I thought you set me up to fucking fail, but
no.
I think we knocked it out of the park.
The guys who want to come see Spotlight want to see Spotlight. Yeah. I think my problem is when you say to every single guy who's come up bought a ticket, you say, so you can really see the priest going down. The way you say it doesn't sound good. I mean, for what the subject matter of the movie is, you are watching the priest going down.
I understand.
You know, you're saying, you know, you're watching the priest going down.
Yeah.
You're kind of saying
it. Taken down by the law.
Right. Yeah. But the way you're saying it is kind of a little sexual in a way.
I don't understand.
So you're saying the priest going down.
How would that work sexually? I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, because the priests are sexually molesting the children.
I get that. I followed that from the movie.
Yeah. So the way you're
so the
saying
the police
it,
are taking them down.
Yeah. But the way you're saying it sounds like the police.
Hey, Tom,
are going
can I
down.
Talk to you for a second?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a complaint from one of your employees.
Yes.
That you were describing like a sexual act in front of them.
I was describing the plot of Spotlight.
Yeah, but you went into like significant detail.
Because I was trying to explain to him the tone that he was telling these men that what was happening in the movie was felt inappropriate to me.
Yeah, see, so that's the thing is like, you got to be a little more broad. So touch the surface, touch it gently and caress the surface.
Okay.
Tickle it and, but don't want to go deep into it.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt. I don't know if you guys have seen the news, but, one of those planes that euthanizes dogs.
Oh yeah. Whoa.
Just flew into Big Ben. So we're closing up shop for the day.
Oh,
oh my God.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh my God! Word that another euthanizing dog plane has hit.
So this is like a coordinated.
What?
Wait a second. Oh my God! I just got another post notification. It looks like a third plane has hit Big Ben.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait. Turn on the news. Turn on the news. Oh my God.
A fourth plane has hit Big Ben.
Wait.
This seems like it's part of some kind of terrorist attack, but it also seems like it could just be. Terrible flight planning. We have a man on the street, Don Farkas, from the tower. Don, what seems to be happening here on the street? Yeah, so basically what we have here is I've got to plot it out here.
Oh my God, is that Mr. Farkas?
I got to plot it out here. So what I did is that I was working with Delta, and we were trying to set up a different plane route to help the planes get to where they need to go on a faster schedule, and I just didn't account for a decimal point. And what's happening
wasn't this
is,
on the midterm?
I think it was.
For a decimal point, and what's happening is several planes are flying into Big Ben. They do not have people on board; they have animals' bodies on board. So rather than the animals being thrown over, they are being crashed into Big Ben. So no one is dying. No terrorists involved. This is just a rounding error by everyone's favorite teacher, Don Farkas.
Don, we have word that there may not be any casualties. Is that true, confirmed, or not?
Yeah, no. Well, the pilots of the plane all jumped out safely.
And sighting, we've heard sightings of dogs being parachuted down to.
Yeah, there are some dogs. There are some dog bodies that are that were strapped in with parachutes, so they also are being flown out. But if there are any casualties, it was pets that had already perished in the past.
Oh, good to know. Good to know. Dawn, thank you so much. We'll check it back in with you later. Now with sports.
Do you want to go out sometime?
What? Excuse me?
Did you? Oh,
we're live. we're live.
Yeah, no, we can delay sports for you.
No, it's fine. We'll.
No, I just, you know, you seem. I kind of felt like there was a connection, a spark of some kind. So yeah, if you want to go out sometime.
I'm
379 days away from a six pack. If my calculations are correct.
Well,
think about it.
Yeah,
think
about it. Okay. Yeah. I'll think about it.
Back to you, Gene.
We got Gene with sports here.
I don't feel like talking now. That really upset me.
Benzovich reads that Gergen has been charged with molesting hundreds of kids, all right? So he feels guilty. He calls me.
So you have testimony of a priest?
So what? Who's the worm?
Oh, so this is the sandworm that comes out of the sand. It's attracted to, like, the rhythm and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, when people walk on it, so.
Your cousin, Father Benzovich, was a very fond memory. Can't remember anything. He's useful.
Can I help you? No, I'm just watching the movie.
Okay.
You're just moving around in your chair a lot. Itchy. The seats are a little itchy. I'm supposed to be here on a date, but he never showed up. Sorry. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying the movie. I'm all the Dune characters. What's that? I'm all the Dune characters. I cosplay as all the Dune characters.
Cool.
I just got a push notification. Looks like Mr. Farkas just suicide bombed a double-decker bus. Oh my god. God. I guess you can only take so much rejection.
I know. Oh.
Can you turn your phone off, please?
That was a fun one. Dan, so glad to have you back.
Thanks, guys.
Love you to do them
so
in person,
fun.
Too.
It was so fun to do them.
It's very fun. Improvisdead.com? No. Patreon.com/improvisdead. Become an improv pervert. You can send us in prompt suggestions like that one and scene suggestions in our Discord. $5 a month. Come join
you're
us.
You're already an improv pervert.
If you're listening, make it official. You know? Join us. And you get tons of bonus episodes, too.
Yeah.
I think we're over like 120-something bonus episodes right now. Scene requests given to us by you, the improv pervert. Yeah. So yeah,
we
join us in there.
It.
Yeah. Damien, you got anything, any shows people should see in Chicago?
Come out to IO on a Friday night and catch me in a show called Escándalo.
Nice.
10 p.m. Friday nights.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very cool. Dan, anything you want to plug?
You know what? I'll plug the Princeton New Money Ass Clowns Improv is Dead episode a few weeks back.
That really
made me laugh.
Yeah.
They've all been great, but that one I really, really enjoyed. So.
Yeah.
Check
Very
that out.
Nice. I got nothing to plug. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next
Thanks,
Improv.
Thanks, everybody.
Is Dead.
See ya.